بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد continue reading in the treatise ثلاثة أصول وأدلتها by the great Imam Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى. Reading in the second introduction, the author, he has mentioned al-masail al-thalath, the three affairs, the three important issues relating to the meaning of the shahada, la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what that requires and necessitates from having an allegiance for this statement, and allegiance, and a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what He loves, and who He loves, and loving for His sake, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise have an enmity, and freeing oneself from everything that opposes that, or is contrary to that, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He dislikes, and everyone who He dislikes. So we continue, the author he says, الثالثة من هذه المسائل, from the third one from these affairs, أن من أطاع الرسول ووحد الله لا يجوز له موالاة لا يجوز له موالاة من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كان أقرب قريب. He said that the one who obeys the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and he singled out Allah alone in worship, it's not permissible for him to take an allegiance with those who oppose Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, even if he's from the nearest of relatives. Even if he's from the nearest of relatives. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَدَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. That ayah. We've seen in our previous class the evidence, the author mentions the statement of Allah the Most High, that you will not find a people who believe in Allah in the last day befriending and loving those who oppose Allah and His Messenger. Until the end of the verse. Until the end of the verse. So the issue here is with regards to al-muwalat, أو al-wala. والبراء. And this is the meaning of the shahada. And this is what the author he's indicating here. أَنَّ مَنْ أَطَاعَ الرَّسُولُ. What's that referring to? Whoever obeys the messenger. Huh? أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And the one who says, I bear witness that that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, then what does that require for him to do? To obey the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whoever said that, وَوَحَدَ اللَّهَ, and also he singled out Allah alone in worship. What does that refer to? أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Bear witness that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. So we understand here that the one who says لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, it's not permissible for him to take an allegiance, to have love for those who oppose Allah and His Messenger. Whoever says that, that's the meaning of this principle. Whoever says La ilaha illallah, man ata'a rasula wa wahada Allah, whoever makes that statement, La ilaha illallah, and he hopes to achieve the purpose and the intent and fulfill the requirements of that statement and bring the rights of that statement truly. And likewise, the statement, Wa anna wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, then it's not permissible. La yujuzu. La yujuzu. What does that mean? Haram. La yujuz. It's haram. It's not permissible. So to love those who oppose Allah and His Messenger, it's not permissible. Meaning if something is not permissible, that means it's haram. What do we say about khamr? La yujuz. Al-ghiba? La tujuz. These are things that are not permissible, meaning they're haram. From those things, for those people who say La ilaha illallah, and those people who say Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yujuzu lahum muwalat. لا يجوز لهم, those people to have an allegiance and to have love in their hearts for those people who oppose Allah and His Messenger. This is the issue. So this is a very important asl and foundation in the deen. And this likewise is we've seen in our previous class, this is the meaning of the shahada. And this is the meaning of the statement La ilaha illallah, that one he has to be free from shirk in his people. And that his Islam is not correct until he frees himself from shirk and his people. And that's the exact meaning of the statement, La ilaha illallah. That he free himself from shirk and his people. That he free himself from shirk and his people. So the issue, and we discussed this evening, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, the statement here, al-muwalat. This word, al-muwalat. Al-Muwalat. Also another term that's a synonym for this word, Al-Wala. Al-Wala'u. And another word that's a synonym for this, Al-Walaya. And also has come Al-Wilaya. Al-Wilayatu wal-Walaya. Wal-Wala'u. Wal-Muwalat. These are words that have similar meanings. And they all come from the same root. Waliya, Yali. Walyan. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he has some very beneficial speech about this word, al-wilaya, wa al-walaya. What has been mentioned from the ulama of Lugha, they mentioned that al-wilaya bi kasr al-waw, with the kasr on the waw, that means as-sulta, or authority. And if it has a fatha, then that means, has the meaning of love and an allegiance, al-walaya. Al-Walaya, Allah and Qurb, and being near something. Even some of the people that Lugha, they mentioned that Al-Walaya wal-Wilaya, they also have the same meaning. They both mean Al-Mahabba wal-Qurb, Al-Wilaya wal-Walaya. And the others, they made a difference between the two. But the case is here that Al-Walaya or Al-Wilaya, Al-Wala, the origin of this meaning, it means to love and to be near. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he will. He has clarified this. He has a book called "Al-Farq Bayna Awliya Al-Rahman Wa Awliya Al-Shaytan," the difference between the awliya and the allies of Al-Rahman and the allies of Al-Shaytan. So, in this particular work, he spoke about the issue of al-wilaya and the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal and the wali, and who they are, and what is al-wilaya haqqan, and what is the misunderstanding. So in this work he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, al-walaya to ziddu al-adawa. Al-wilaya, or al-walaya, ziddu al-adawa. It's the opposite of this word, al-walaya. This is what one has to have, an allegiance. Al-wala wal-bara. An allegiance. This is the issue here. An allegiance for la ilaha illallah. An allegiance for Muhammad Rasulullah. And to be disavowed and to disassociate from everything that's contrary to that. So he says here, rahimahullah ta'ala, al-walaya dhidu al-adawa. The opposite of al-wilaya or al-walaya is adawa. Adawa is enmity. Enmity. And to take someone as an enemy and to have hatred for them. So the opposite of that is friendship and love and to be near. Naam, he says, wa aslul wilaya al-mahabba wal-qurb. The original meaning of this word al-wilaya, we're talking about al-wala. We want to have al-wala lillahi azza wa jal wa li rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa lil mu'mineen. This is what's incumbent and this is what that statement requires. La ilaha illallah. That a person, he has an allegiance for Allah azza wa jal and his messenger and for the believers. And for the believers. So this word in its meaning, this word allegiance in English, that we say in English, allegiance. Al-wala. Or al-wilaya. Or has come al-walaya. Or al-muwalat. All these words are similar. Synonyms, he says here, the origin of this word, aslu al-wilaya al-mahabbatu wal-qurb. That's the meaning, that one will have love, and he will be near, close, to, it has this meaning of love and closeness. Wa aslu al-adawati al-bughd wal-bu'd. And the origin of al-adawa, enmity, is to have hatred, and to be far away from it, to be distance. So it's very important to understand that also, because there are some people that it's obligatory for us to have adawa for. But because of a deficiency in this understanding of this shahada, we'll find that those people that are supposed to have adawa for, you find that they're very close to them. They have qurb for them, they're near them, and they have love for them. And this is a deficiency in that statement. And then you'll also find on the other hand, those people that one is supposed to have an allegiance for, and be near to them and to love them, they'll have adawa for them. And whenever this misunderstanding, whenever this al-wala and the bara is misunderstood, this is from the mafasid and foul affairs that occur from misunderstanding the statement, that those who are supposed to have allegiance for, one will have enmity for them. And then the one who's supposed to be distance himself from and to be free from, they will find that they are near them and they have love for them. So to understand this, asl is from the completion of the deen. He said, وَأَصْلُ الْعَدَاوَةِ الْبُغْضُ وَالْبُعْدِ. So the origin of enmity is that one would be away from something, stay away from it, and he would dislike it. He said, وَقَدْ قِيلَ إِنَّ الْوَلِي سُمِيَ وَلِيًّا مِنْ مُوَالَاتِهِ لِلطَّاعَاتِ. This is another meaning. And it's beneficial to understand the linguistic meanings of the words. That way the legislative meanings become clearer. The legislative meanings become clear by understanding the linguistic meanings of the words. Shaykh al-Islam, he said also this word al-wali, he's been called a wali because he continues consecutively to perform actions of obedience. Also from the word al-muwalat. Here we're talking about al-muwalat wal-mu'adat. That's the opposites. That would be an allegiance, one enmity. But also from the word al-muwalat is al-mutaba'a. Al-mutaba'a. Somebody, for example, whenever the ulama, they speak about one of the conditions of wudu, they say al-muwalat. What does that mean? Condition, min shurut al-wudu, al-muwalat. It's not talking about love here. It talks about that one would wash the body parts all together before one part dries. He would continue to do it one after the other. Mutataliya, mutatabi'a. So that's also from the meaning of al-muwalat. So from this aspect, the one who is a true wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is the one who yuwali al-ta'at, that he is continuing over and over and over to perform actions of obedience. Ay mutaba'atuhu lahu. والولي القريب يقال هذا يلي هذا أي يقرب منه. Shaykh al-Islam, he mentioned also that the wali is somebody who is near. Somebody who is near, near to you, for example, a relative also. That's why they call the relatives awliya, the awliya of the individual. And his relatives, his male relatives. And the life's like this because they're near to him. They're near to him. You say, فلان هذا يلي هذا. This comes right after that, meaning يقرب منه. فُلَانٌ وَلِيٌّ فُلَانٌ أو فُلَانٌ وَلِيَّ فُلَانٌ meaning يَكْرُبُ مِنْهُ يَكْرُبُ مِنْهُ. It's come in the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لِيَرِينِي مِنْكُمْ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَنُهَى. Let the ones who لِيَرِينِي مِنْكُمْ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَنُهَى, the ones who are elders and have intelligence, meaning the ones who are educated and the people of knowledge, they should be close to me. Yani the word here, yali. And so this word also has the meaning of being near. So the one who has al-muwalat for Allah Azza wa Jal, he's close to him. And the one who has al-wala for this statement, he's close to that statement. He's not far from it. He's close to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his belief, and his creed, his actions, his conduct, and his manners. He's close to Allah Azza wa Jal. Like this, then he has an allegiance for them. He's not far away from them. The one who is the enemy, he's the one who's far away. The one who is the enemy, he's the one who's far away. The one who is, he loves something, he's close to it. He's close to it. This is the meaning of here. The author, he says, لا يجوز له موالات. What does موالات mean? This is what it means, love and nearness. It's not permissible for him to love and to be near, close to those people who oppose those people who oppose Allah and His Messenger. Those people who oppose Allah and His Messenger. So the origin of this word, al-muwalat, is the asl al-lughawi, al-mahabbatu wal-qurb. نعم فالمؤمن قريب من الله والكافر والمنافق بعيد منه سبحانه وتعالى. So the believer, he is close to Allah. Yani that's why he's called a wali. The awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. And those, the true awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, the allies and those true beloved ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're the ones who believe and they work righteous deeds. They're the ones who believe and they work righteous deeds. Those people who believe and work righteous deeds, it's not permissible for them to have an allegiance with those who disbelieve and work evil deeds. To have an allegiance with those people who disbelieve and work evil deeds. So this is a very important principle here that we pay attention to. Shaykh al-Fawzan, he mentioned about these affairs that al-mahabba is al-mahabba wal-mu'min qareebun min Allah wal-kafir wal-munafiq ba'idun anhu falaysa waliyan lillahi azza wa jal wa min ma'ani al-wilaya muwalat al-ta'ah wa mutaba'atuha tul al-hayat la yatrukuha fi waqtin duna waqt. This is the wali, the true wali, alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun, the one who continues over and over and over to perform actions of obedience until he dies. And this is what Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has commanded His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa'bud rabbaka hatta yatiyaka al-yaqeen. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has addressed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa'bud rabbaka hatta yatiyaka al-yaqeen, and worship your Lord until certainty comes. Until certainty comes. The word certainty in this verse, it means death. It means death, yani to continue. This is the wali. This is the example of the wali. The one who is a true wali is the one who continues to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla upon obedience until he meets him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until he meets him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So based upon this, al-muwalat, what's the origin, what's the meaning of it in the Arabic language? Al-mahabba. Al-mahabba wal-qurb. Then that's the meaning of the linguistic meaning, al-muwalat, al-wilaya, al-walaya, al-wala, al-bara, al-wala. That means love. It means love. And it means nearness. It means nearness. So also from the beneficial points that one has to understand with this, so that he does not go beyond the boundaries. And that he does also does not become negligent, because people with regards to the wilaya, or with regards to al-wala, some of them they go beyond the boundaries and they transgress the limits. Others, they are deficient. But the way of the people of the sunnah, they are moderate in their allegiance according to what is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So then the issue now that we discuss based upon the meaning of al-walaya, al-mahabba. So then we have to see that al-mahabba is not all the same. Al-mahabba, love, is not all one level. So we wouldn't say, and not everything is considered love. Somebody may think that, for example, if he did good to a disbeliever, this is from the foul understanding, and this is from the one who has transgressed the limits, that for example, if he's kind to his disbelieving neighbor, he's kind to him, he speaks to him kindly, or he gives him a gift and the likes like this, then he's a Christian, for example, like some of our neighbors. Somebody who misunderstood this point, he would say, oh look, this person, he's giving an allegiance to them, he loves them. But this is a misunderstanding. This is a misunderstanding. And it's not to be kind to people does not necessitate to love them. It does not necessitate that one loves them, to be kind to them. So the issue of al-muhabba, the ulama have mentioned that there's four types. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has another treatise, he mentioned these types of love. In a work he has entitled, Ba'du Fawaid Surat al-Fatiha. Ba'du Fawaid Surat al-Fatiha. Some of the benefits of the chapter of al-Fatiha, the first chapter of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he mentioned in this work that the love is four types. There's four types of love. Shaykh al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah ta'ala, he has some commentary on this work. Likewise, we'll read some of this commentary. So there's four types of love. So not all love has the same ruling. And not all love is impermissible. And not all love is on the same level. And some of it is haram, some of it is shirk, and some of it is permissible, and some of it is wajib. It's a different level of al-mahabba. So Shaykh al-Islam, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he mentioned that there are four types. Al-mahabba to arba'u anwa'at. Arba'u anwa'at. That there are four types. The first one, al-mahabba al-shirkiyya. To have love, to make shirk with love. A person who can make shirk with love. And the second type, al-mahabba al-muharrama. It's less than shirk, but it's still haram. A type of love. A person can love somebody, and that love can be shirk. Or he can love something, and that love could be shirk. In his heart, he could make shirk with Allah Azza wa Jalla with the action of his heart. With the action of his heart. Another type of love wouldn't reach that level of shirk, but he would make the love in his heart would lead him to, would be haram, impermissible. That his heart would love something, and that love that he has in his heart is haram. It's haram. And al-mahabba al-muharrama, meaning that he's sinning by loving that thing. He's sinning by loving that thing. There's another type of mahabba, he mentioned the third one, al-mahabba al-tabi'iyya, a natural type of love. A natural type of love. What does it mean when they say a natural type of love? Huh? Like for your mother. Sah. But natural, sometimes in America, we misunderstand the word natural. They use the word natural sometimes in a misunderstood understanding. The word natural here means that that's how Allah created the individual, from the fitrah. His natural disposition. And some people, they think, and they ascribe the creation to nature. Or the likes like this. And this is definitely a wrong understanding and falsehood. But what is intended here, al-muhabba al-tabi'iyya, meaning the natural love, meaning that Allah Azza wa Jal has created the person with. He has created him like this in his fitrah, that he loves his mother, he loves his child, he loves the food, that he, certain food, he loves it, and the likes like this. And he loves for himself to have good things. And this dunya, this is a natural love that the person has in his heart. And then he mentioned the fourth one, al-mahabba al-wajiba. Al-mahabba al-wajiba. So they're not all one level. To love, and which is the base and the foundation of this allegiance, that it's obligatory. The author is talking about here. It's not all the same. It's not all the same. So Shaykh al-Fawzan, he mentioned حفظ الله تعالى المحبة الشركية وهي محبة الأسنام والأوثان وكل ما يعبد من دون الله, is to love the idols and to love the everything that's worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And then from that, we also see, like, for example, those who love the awliya, the graves, and they have praised them and they love them even more than Allah Azza wa Jal, to the extent that they will swear and lie by Allah. They'll swear by Allah and lie, but they won't swear by their wali, except if they tell the truth, because of the love that has been established in their heart for that wali, and also because of the weakness of the love they have and the honor for Allah Azza wa Jal. So to love the others besides Allah Azza wa Jal, like this, the love of the asnam and the idols and everything that's worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And he mentioned the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَا يَتَخِذُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كُحُبِّ اللَّهِ. And Allah mentioned about them that there are people who would take besides Allah rivals or lords and partners in worship, and they love them as they love Allah. They love them as they love Allah. لِأَنَّ مَحَبَّتَهُمْ مَحَبَّةُ تَوْحِيدٍ وَإِخْلَاصٍ. Shaykh Fawzan, he mentioned, because they love them, the love of tawheed and ikhlas, the way that one is supposed to have all of his love sincerely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, they love their idols in this manner. They love their gods that they worship besides Allah Azza wa Jal in this manner. This is mahabbah shirkiyah. This is mahabbah shirkiyah. The second type of al-mahabbah, al-mahabbah al-muharrama. It's less than shirk, but it's a love that is impermissible and haram. Shaykh Fawzan, he mentioned, وَهِيَ مَحَبَّةٌ مَا يُبْغِضُهُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى مِنَ الْمَمْنُوعَاتِ وَالْمَنْهِيَاتِ وَالْمُحَرَّمَاتِ وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ مَحَبَّةُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَمَحَبَّةُ الْكُفَّارِ. مَحَبَّةُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَمَحَبَّةُ الْكُفَّارِ. So this is the impermissible love. It's haram. This is the one that the author is referring to. And here, that to the love that is haram and not permissible is to love that which Allah does not like. To love that which Allah does not like. To love the things from that are impermissible. To love the things that are prohibited and that are declared haram in the book and in the sunnah. To love these things, this is haram. And this is a love that is haram and impermissible. And likewise, from that he said, to love the mushrikeen. And to love the kuffar, to love them. Like to love them, to the ulama, they make the difference here, to love the disbelievers for their deen, before their deen. This is disbelief. To love them for their deen, this is disbelief. To love them for less than their deen, this is haram. This is haram, that's the dividing line. To love them and to aid them and support them for their deen, and for love of their deen and their religion and their way, this is disbelief. But to love them and aid them and support them for other than that, for some affairs of the dunya, for example, to love him because he's so good in basketball, or to love him because he's famous and popular, or to love him for affairs of the dunya, soccer player, and he loves the way he moves, and he loves him for these affairs and these reasons like this, then this is haram and not permissible. But it's less than disbelief. It's less than disbelief. And to love the mushrikeen and to love the disbelievers, and for this reason, for affair in the dunya, he has lots of money, or he's very popular, or he's a famous star, or whatever the reason is from the affairs of the dunya, this is haram to love them for that. This is haram to love them for that. And this is invalidating that. And this is deficiency in that allegiance that's obligatory to have love for Allah Azza wa Jal. The third type, Shaykh al-Fawzan, he mentioned al-mahabba al-tabi'iyya, the natural type of love that is in the fitrah of an individual. وَهِيَ مَحَبَّةُ الْإِنسَانِ لِأَوْلَادِهِ وَلِأَبَوَيْهِ وَلِزَوْجَتِهِ وَلِأَصْدِقَائِهِ وَهَذِهِ مَحَبَّةٌ طَبِعِيَّةٌ لَا يُؤَخَذُ عَلَيْهَا الْإِنسَانِ. He said, this is the natural type of love that is the person is created with, that Allah created inside of him, that he loves his children, he loves his parents, he loves his wife, he loves his friends, for example. He said, this type of love, the person, he is not held accountable for this. He's not held accountable for this. And the fourth type, al-mahabba al-wajiba. Yarhamukallah. Al-mahabba al-wajiba, the obligatory love. وَهِيَ مَحَبَّةُ أَوْلِيَاءِ اللَّهِ وَهِيَ الْمَحَبَّةُ فِي اللَّهِ وَالْمُوَالَاتُ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ مُوَالَاتُ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. So this is the obligatory love, to love the believers and to love those who are pious and righteous, from the those who have an allegiance with Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning the upright believers, and to love for the sake of Allah, and to have an allegiance for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the love that is obligatory. This is the love that is obligatory. If that love, obligatory love, has a deficiency in it, then that's whenever the person, he will start to love the disbelievers, or to love something from that they have in their deen and the likes. In their dunya, to love something they have in their dunya, because a deficiency in this love for Allah, and this is tawheed, that if he realized that that person, everything that he has, cannot save him, and he's the one who, and then all of this good that he has, Allah is providing with that for him. If he loves him for whatever reason, maybe he's a good soccer player, who provide him with that ability and health. Allah Azza wa Jalla, then this person, he does not show thanks to the one who gave him that ability. And then somebody else from the believers who know about Allah Azza wa Jalla and his rights, and then he will love him because he has that ability. This is deficiency. This is deficiency. So this is the aspect of that. So the allegiance has to be for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the love is to love what Allah loves. And this is the criterion to see the difference between, or the reality of a person, whenever there's a commandment of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the commandment of the soul, or the commandment of something else from those things that are loved, like the father or the brother or the spouse or the children and the likes like this. Whenever there's conflict between the two, the one who has the strong iman, he will give preference to the command of Allah and that which Allah loves. And he will give preference to that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded, over the preference of his desires. And this is the test, and this is the trial, and this is the jihad in nafs inside of every soul that he has to strive against in order to fulfill that right of that allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he fight himself. If he finds he has deficiency, he seek aid in Allah Azza wa Jal, and he will strive against his soul to remove that. But as the author mentioned here, لا يجوز له موالاة من حاد الله ورسوله. And the wording that he uses, we see in many of his texts, is very specific, just like the wording in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal in the Sunnah. And this important point here, the words that he mentioned, من حاد الله ورسوله, because the people of disbelief, they're not all one level likewise. The disbelievers, they're not all one level likewise. Some of them are muhaduna lillahi wa rasuli. There are those who are opposing Allah and his messenger, and they blatantly oppose him and fight against them, and they fight against the Muslims, and they harm the Muslims. This one has a different ruling, and this is what, and in general, it's not permissible to have a muwalat with them or the ones who do not. Fight the Muslims. The muwarat is for Allah only. But the dealing between those who go to war or harm the Muslims is different than the dealings that do not. Different with the ones that do not oppose the believers. Some of the non-Muslims, they are not in opposition to the. They're not harming the Muslims, and they're not harming, speaking bad about Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger. They're peaceful. So the ones that are peaceful with the Muslims, and the Muslims are peaceful with them. And this is the obligation for a believer. The one who is peaceful with the believers, it's obligatory to be peaceful with them. So the ruling likewise is not one. Those who oppose Allah and His Messenger, then these have a different ruling. And but as for the general wilayah, it's all the same. I want to make that clear. The wilayah is not لا يجوز موالاة من حاد الله ورسوله. First, the one who made had الله ورسوله, the one who disbelieved. A disbeliever, all of them, they're making muhadat in one way or another. They have disbelieved in Allah Azza wa Jalla, they opposed him. But then there are those that are considered harbiyin. They're considered that they harm and they fight against the believers, and then there are those who are considered that are peaceful. So it's not permissible to have allegiance with any of them, to love any of them, to love any of them for anything. For their, if one loved them for their deen, that's disbelief. If he loved them for the dunya, that is a major sin. That is a major sin. But as for those people who do not harm the Muslims and they do good and they're peaceful, then it's obligatory for the Muslims to not harm them likewise. For the Muslims to not harm them likewise. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned in His book, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ويخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, He mentioned in His book, yani in this chapter, He began the chapter, O you who believe, do not take my enemies and your enemies as awliya. لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء. Beginning in this manner, do not take, O you who believe, do not take my enemies. Yani the enemies are the disbelievers. Do not take them as awliya. Yani do not take them as people that you love them and they're near to you and close to you and they're allies for you. But in the, that's how the chapter begins. But in that same chapter, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He clarified the difference between those people who fight the Muslims and those people who harm the Muslims for their deen and kick them out of their homes because of their deen. That's with regards to them, they have that ruling. They have that different ruling, excuse me. As for those who do not harm them and their deen, Allah did not prohibit them from being antabarruhum wa tuqsitu ilayhim. To be kind with them, to be just with them. And that means that if they do good to you, you do good to them. That if they do good to you, that you do good to them. And even that you can do good to them and with the intent of calling them to Islam. And be kind to them and be nice to them and show them the beauty of Islam. But this does not mean at the same time He does not love them. He does not love them or love their deen or love their way. And He knows that that person, for example, he's going to celebrate Christmas and he's going to claim that Allah has a son and he's going to drink alcohol and he's going to all these other filthy things that a believer detests, and he hates that. But this will not prohibit him from being just with his neighbor or being just with his co-worker and being kind to them and showing them the beauty of Islam and his manners and the likes like this. But at the same time, that does not necessitate that he loves them. Brother, he still has the hatred for them and their deen, but this does not mean that he would transgress the limits and oppress them. This does not mean that he would transgress the limits and oppress them. Rather, he would give them their rights. And he will give them their rights. And those who show good to the believers or are kind to the believers, we're kind to them. We're kind to them. And to the neighbors and the likes like this, that we deal with them justly. And we deal with them in a good way. And if we have personal dealings with them, it's in order to show them the beauty of Islam and to hope to be a means to call them to Islam. But we don't take them as intimate companions and friends. We don't take them as intimate companions and friends. But if they give us a gift, then we respond to them. And for example, we give them a gift back. Or if they do good to us, then we do good to them. Even if they don't do good to us, we still do good to them. And we show them the beauty of Al-Islam. And hopefully that they will follow the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at very least, one will not harm them. It's not permissible to harm them or to spill their blood or to take their property or to cheat them or to lie to them in business and transaction and say, oh, he's a disbeliever. This is not permissible and this is not the meaning. This is a transgression. Allah Azza wa Jalla does not prohibit you from being bar. Al-bir is righteousness and kindness. And watuq al-qist is to be just and to deal with him in a just manner. So this is a very important point that the ulama, they clarify and they mention about that. Ibn Hajar, he mentioned about this. It's come in Sahih Bukhari. Al-Imam al-Bukhari, he mentioned a chapter in his Sahih about in the book of Al-Hiba, the book of giving gifts. He mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, al-hadiyatu lil-mushrikeen. And Imam al-Bukhari, fi Sahih al-Bukhari, he has a chapter called Giving Gifts to the Mushrikeen. That's the name of the chapter or the title. Giving gifts to the mushrikeen. I mean, what's the ruling of that? What's the ruling of that? Imam Bukhari, we know who he is and the status of his book. Rahimahullah ta'ala. He has this chapter here. And he mentioned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he gave Umar some clothing. He gave Umar some clothing and Umar, he sent it to Mecca. and gave it to one of his mushrikeen relatives. And this was allowed, and the Prophet ﷺ directed him to do that, to give this particular clothing to some of his relatives from the mushrikeen in Mecca. And Umar, he sent the clothing to Mecca. And this is something that the Prophet ﷺ allowed. So, and this is seen in the life of the Prophet ﷺ, that he would be kind to those that had a covenant with him, and to those that were peaceful with him. He was peaceful with them, and he would be kind to them, and he would deal with them with justice, and he would not invalidate his contracts, and he would not deceive them or trick them, and the likes, whether he was honest and trustworthy. And this is how his dealings were with those non-Muslims that were under his rule and under his care and under his authority in Medina and the likes. And this is the way of a Muslim. Ibn Hajar, he mentioned in Fath al-Bari, he said, ثُمَّ الْبِرُّ وَسِيلَةُ وَالْإِحْسَانُ لَا يَسْتَلْزِمُ التَّحَابُبَ وَالتَّوَدُّدَ الْمَنْهِ عَنْهُ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. He said referring to the same verse here that the author he mentioned, that you do not find the people who believe in Allah in the last day loving those who oppose Allah and His Messenger. Ibn Hajar, he said, to be kind to people, to be kind to them, or to have ties of relations with them, and to be nice to them and the likes, and to give gifts. This does not necessitate that one would love them in the manner that is impermissible and mentioned in this verse. So a person, he can have hatred for them and still be kind to them. Hatred for the deen that they're on. Hatred for the shirk that they're upon. Hatred for the disbelief and for the sins that they commit and the likes. But at the same time, he would deal with them in a just manner. And he would deal with them with kindness. And he would deal with them in a manner, hopefully they will accept Islam. He'll be a means to guide them to Islam. And in any right, he will not take their rights. So this is a very important point to understand. The Khawaris, they misunderstood this. And they make takfir of governments, and they make takfir of people. And they see the likes like this, that they have brought much harm to the Muslims and the non-Muslims, but to the Muslims by harming the non-Muslims. And he claiming that they have this allegiance and the likes like this, but really they have the allegiance with shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book, and to understand this, in his book, he's made it permissible for a man to marry a Christian woman. It's permissible for a Muslim man to marry a Christian woman or a Jewish woman, the people of the book, from those who are chaste. It's permissible. So is he going to be able to live with that woman and there's no type of love in his heart whatsoever? And or he's not going to be kind to her or nice to her? Or how could this happen? So that it's very clear that the love is different levels. And the love of he lived with his wife, but he still hate the deen that she's upon. And hate the religion that she's upon. Although the ulama, they mention it's better not to marry a non-Muslim woman, especially in these lands. But it's permissible. So this is the case. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned also with regards to this, about the kindness to one's parents. To one's parents, even if they are mushrikun. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned about this. And so that we understand, he says, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned about the two parents. If they strive against you to make you make shirk with me, which you have no knowledge of, then do not obey them in that. But accompany them in this life with goodness. Accompany them with this life and goodness. This is the moderation of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person, his parents could be non-Muslims, and he could still have an allegiance with Allah entirely. And he could have his shahada qa'imah, and he could have his wala is established, and his bara established. At the same time, he's still kind to his parents. And this is from the completion of the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla, because Allah has given rights to the creation. So there are rights Allah has and rights that He has given to His creation. To give them their rights is from giving Him His rights. These are from fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah commanded, He said, إِن جَاهَدَكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ إِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. If they strive against you, the parents, the disbelieving parents, to make you, they strive against you to make you make shirk, He said, don't obey them. But صَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But accompany them in this life with goodness. With goodness. Ibn Kathir, he mentioned about this, a very beautiful comment in his tafsir. He said, "In harisa alayka kull al-hirs ala an tutabi'ahuma ala dinihima, fala taqbal minhum dhalika, wala taqbal minhuma dhalika." That if your, the meaning of this verse, if your parents strive hard against you to make you follow their deen, never accept that from them. Never accept that from them. But then he said, وَلَا يَمْنَعَنَّكَ ذَلِكَ وَلَمْ يَعَنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَن تُصَاحِبَهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا أي مُحْسِنًا إِلَيْهِمَا. Meaning that just because you don't accept that from their deen, don't let that prohibit you from dealing with them in a just and a kind manner. Don't let that prohibit you. The fact that they try to strive against you to make them worship others besides Allah, don't let that stop you from dealing with them kindly and in a just manner. So from the understanding of Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, that if they strive against you with diligence to make you make shirk, any of the parents, the mother and the father, to make the child make shirk with him, or to follow their deen, then a person, he will not follow them in that. He will not follow them in that. But he says, وَلَا يَمْنَعَنَّا ذَلِكَ أَن تُحْسِنَ إِلَيْهِمَا. And you don't let that stop you, that they do this. Don't let that stop you from being kind to them and being good to them and being and dealing with them in a good manner and accompanying them in this life. So this is the way that a believer, he would deal with the non-Muslims, that those who are kind to him, he's kind to them. And he deals with those, for example, in the society, they're not harming us, they're not fighting us, they're not at war with us. Whether many of us have contract that we will be under certain guidelines while we're here in this country. So that's not permissible to invalidate that, or to harm people, or to cheat them, or to spill their blood, or to take their wealth, or to even take their honor, and the likes like this. So it's incumbent to be just to them, and be kind to them, and to show them the beauty of Al-Islam. At the same time, he has dislike for them, and he disliked their deen and their way. At the same time, he has the hatred in his heart for that deen, and the likes like this. Sheikh Al-Fawzan, he has a book entitled Al-Wala Wal-Bara'. Al-Wala Wal-Bara'. So does also Sheikh Muhammad Bazmoon, Hafidhahum Allah Ta'ala. Shaykh Fawzan, he mentioned some of the, what are the apparent ways of this wala, or this love, for example, for the kuffar. And he, min mazahir, muwarat al-kuffar. From the apparent things that one can see how a person he will love and have an allegiance for the disbelievers. And he, one of those ways, he mentioned several of them. From them, he mentioned tashabbuhu bihim fil malbasi wal kalam, to imitate them in their clothing and in their speech. To imitate them and the affairs that are specific to them, to imitate them and their ways. And this is from this is a type of wala, an allegiance with them, that one would imitate them. Why would he imitate them? Why would somebody want to be like somebody else? Because they like them. There's something about them, they like it. And that's love. They like that. Why would he want to wear the clothing like that, that particular clothing? All the clothing that one can wear, he want to wear the one specific for them. All the clothing that one could pick to wear, that's all halal. And then there's one specific for those people who have disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger. And he picks that one. Why? Because he likes that. He likes that. There's a type of an allegiance and love there. That's what the meaning of the muwalat means. And a type of an allegiance. And then it could even get worse. Some of them won't stop there, but rather he'll put their names on their back, for example, and have allegiance. And some of the greatest things that the disbelievers have allegiance for is football teams, and basketball teams, and soccer teams, and these different teams that they have, and they have a great allegiance for that. They themselves will have wala and bara between each other. And for these basketball teams, and for football teams, and for soccer teams, and the likes like this. So a believer, he won't be wearing these, having an allegiance for Falcons, or for whatever. Even some of them have shirk, saints. Yeah. The saints. What is a saint? That's a football team, right? Yeah. But a saint is a wali. From there, a saint is the wali of the kufa, of the Christians. A Christian saint is their righteous, and their logo has crosses on it. And then, but so this is, one thing leads to another, and a person, he has fallen into something dangerous from this, This love leads him into this. This love leads him into this. As for a believer, he doesn't want to, he's not going to be wearing football team, football jerseys and basketball jerseys and representing like this, representing his team. This is his team. They say, oh, this is his team. Oh, how did your team do? Oh, they call it like this, that. This is from their way. Namda, this is a believer, he's not going to do that. He has an allegiance for Allah and his messenger. Also from the signs of that, Sheikh Fozan, he mentioned about using their dates, the dates, January, February, like this, and leaving off the Muslim date entirely, and completely depending on the Christian date. Like, this is a type of allegiance and a muwalat for them. But rather, a believer, he should know both dates, and he will know the Hijri, Rabiul Awwal, the end of it, or Thani. Like this, when did it begin? What was, are we in the first of it, second, and the beginning of the month, the end of the month? He's aware of that. And then also to know the other day because of business and the likes like that, that's permissible. But to entirely leave off the Muslim date and to use the Christian date and have no clue about the Muslim date, he's mentioning here that this is a type of an allegiance and muwalat. This is a type of an allegiance and a muwalat. Also from the greatest signs of loving them and allegiance for them is to participate in their holidays. To participate in their holidays and to act like it's all good and to celebrate in their holidays and to decorate when they decorate. Like whenever they to have the store decorated in the Christian holidays and to have the music of their holiday music. This is very, very, very bad. This is very, very deficient in that and the wala for Allah Azza wa Jal. And even on top of that, this is not even a requirement for a person. For example, he has a business. It's not a requirement for him to have jingle bells in the store. It's not a requirement for him to have the Christmas tree in the house. It's not a requirement for them to have bows on their mailbox. And this is not a requirement. But some people, they want to fit in. They want to be from them. They want to fit in. This is what it leads to. But that's because of the hurb, the love, the muwalat. Does he want to fit in with Allah and His Messenger, or he want to fit in with the disbeliever? That's what leads him to this. This is the deficiency here. This is the deficiency here that would lead a person to this. And then that, you know, is something that is a calamity, to want to fit in with the people that will be thrown on their faces in the fire. Iyadhu billah. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.